The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg. It's time for Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Stefan is back this week. Stefan Schmidt and Bill Kidwell is back as well. Great to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see you, Meg.
Glad to have you back in the studio on Halloween morning.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared.
Yeah, you look scared.
I look scary.
Scary.
Not scared.
Well, you said it, not me.
Sometimes I do look
I
scary.
Know.
Well,
this
it's
is
okay.
This is Boat Smart, so it's a chance for you to talk about your boats and any questions you might have. These are the experts. This is the expert panel. 850-437-1620.
Yeah, if a lot of people are in the same boat right now, they should be huddled up because it is a little chilly outside.
Yeah, probably a little chilly on the water too, I would imagine.
Yeah, I bet it is. You know, I go out every New Year's on New Year's Day, so
do you really?
It's a kind of a thing, yeah.
New Year's is funny though because I can remember New Year's was about 85 degrees too.
Yeah, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it just, you know, it just depends. But it is getting that time of year, and I was talking to my students last night about how we're getting into now November, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the holidays. So you know, if you look at our school schedule, we don't have a lot of weeks left until we hit some holiday time.
Gosh, it's just flying by, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. So I told him you need to buckle up and keep on going, you know, because I don't slow down.
You know? So, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. You can give me a question or Bill a question. Maybe you have a comment about the school or programs over there. Maybe you have a question about the school or any of the programs. We had Maria Moultrie on here last week.
They did
and,
great.
The teacher of the year for George Stone. And they talked a lot about it. They were excited.
I
listened to the podcast, and it's good to have people that work at George Stone that are excited, you know, and that excitement, you know, goes through to the students.
Well,
things,
you have a lot to be proud of for everything that they talked about.
So,
it was pretty amazing.
Yes, so I appreciate them coming in and doing the show for me. And it was just, you know, it was good to hear them on the air and that kind of stuff. But we are back to boat stuff today. So Bill is our expert on all that, so he can answer your questions. Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com. Visit their website for the engines they have in stock, their special deals, and Bill's going to talk more about that as well. They also check out their Facebook page as well. Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, Cox Diesel Engine, and MerCruiser product. And they can pick up your boat on their trailer also.
And I understand they're having a special right now, beginning in tomorrow,
November
1st. Yeah,
they're going to start running some specials and stuff. And, we're going to do all that too. Bill, you want to start talking about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just wanting to let everyone know that, actually officially as of now, and we've been giving it for the last week or so to most everybody that comes in, but sometimes this time of year we have what we call the customer appreciation discount where it's 20% off the labor.
Wow.
It's a great time to take advantage of any of those projects and whatnot. It really adds up. Just yesterday it was like $488 savings on this one ticket that I just remember from the top of my head. That'll go until December 19th, where we go ahead and go on our Christmas break. And we'll be returning January 5th. So we'll be closed, you know, after the 19th until January 5th.
Yeah, so take advantage of it now. That'd be a great time to do that.
Yeah. Well, now's the time to get the boats in to kind of get them checked and make sure they were going to be ready for next season, kind of repair anything that may have happened over the summer.
Things you forgot. You know, I sent out an email to the school district employees this week about us working on boats right now because we need to get some product in there for the students to work on. And so I got some good replies. A lot of people in the school district think I'm a funny guy. You know, some of them don't. But anyway, you know, the email,
right?
So I get a phone call from my wife, and she says, apparently you sent out an email. She said she had one of her yayas call her, and she worked for one of her yaya friends worked for the school district, and she said, she said to her, "Your husband's so funny." And she thought, and the first thought was, "What did he do?
What did he do right now?"
So I had to send her the email to prove that I didn't do anything wrong. So, you know, we've been talking about AI and stuff like that. I actually use AI and then did a funny email and you know, just to get a little business drummed up. So AI is good for certain things.
Yes, but it is.
You do have to proofread it to make sure it don't get you in trouble. Yeah. Because I think sometimes it reads your mind, right?
It's a little scary.
It's a little scary, yeah. And it might be say something that you really were thinking and didn't mean to say. So anyway, so it is that time of year, right, Bill, to get stuff worked on as you get into the slower season.
It is. I mean, things typically do slow down a little bit, but we've been noticing a trend of people wanting to take advantage of, you know, the speed mainly of how quick we can get to things. And to take advantage of that, you know, of that discount, it does add up. And any tickets that we get in before we go off, you know, they'll just be waiting for us when we get back. We'll honor that.
Okay.
We've been doing that the last couple years, and we never know from year to year if it's going to happen, if Mickey's going to want to do it. But this year he did, so yay.
Excellent.
That's a pretty good deal. So if they bring their boat in and you don't get to it, as long as it's got a ticket on it, even if it takes you into January to get the service done, they still get that 20% discount.
Correct.
Okay, that's awesome.
Okay, so I've got a question already, and this is a good one for you guys. It's what are the key steps to winterizing a Yamaha outboard that is stored in an unheated garage? Ooh, that's a good question.
In the south, in our area, I assume?
I'm assuming, yeah.
If so, okay. Really, freeze is not much of a worry on an outboard like that. And like Stefan and I have said over and over again, the fuel. You know, you have to take care of the fuel on them. And but
so when you say that, take the fuel out or drain it out? Is that
depends on the model.
Yeah, you can do that. But I think the continuing basis that I always kind of talk about on the show, keep your fuel treated all the time. And that will help you when you get into the winter time. And then during your last fuel tank, you know, do a double treatment on it before you actually set your boat up. So if you're going to run your boat and you think it's going to be one more time, do like a storage type treatment on your fuel. That'll really help you there.
That's a very interesting point that he makes, because not even just for the winter, you never know when something may come up and you can't use your boat for, let's say, 2 months, you know, like, you know, whatever. But yeah, and then just not having to wait, it's definitely a good time to do it.
And keep it in a stored down position. Okay, you want to trim the motor all the way down. Make sure your battery switches off. That's a good thing to take care of. Make sure your battery is fully charged in case of a hard freeze. Some batteries, if they're not charged fully, they can freeze and bust, so that is an issue there sometimes. We don't get that kind of hard freeze here, but we had snow last year.
Every once in a while, the temperature drops. We usually get about a week or so of that kind of weather.
You know, and if you're uncomfortable with it, take it to Key Marine, let them take care of it for you, because, you know, it's just insurance, really, you know, to make sure everything's done correctly and get the engine oil changed, get the gear loop changed, always if you're going to store it for a period of time, too.
Okay.
So really, just to summarize all of that, the main thing is, in our area, the season is just so, you know, small, the winter season. And so, you know, if he takes care of his fuel, like Stefan said, on a continuing basis, there's really no worries as long as you do what he said as well, trimming it down. That keeps any water from puddling up in an outboard. So no freeze damage. And so, yeah.
Okay, that's great. That was a great question. If you've got a question, please feel free to send it in. This is Boat Smart, and we've got our expert panel here, 850-437-1620. And I noticed here on some of the notes that you gave me that there's some specials going on with Yamaha. It looks like a fall into savings special.
Actually, yes, ma'am. Actually, both Yamaha and Mercury have some incentives going on right now, with the Yamaha stuff being they're up to, like, I believe, a $7,700 value on extended warranty. Any motors, outboards that are purchased, I believe, before December 8th, you know, all that, there's those incentives. Also, Mercury has incentives of $1,500 up to, depending on the model. So a lot of incentives and, you know.
Now it's time to repower, probably.
I guess so, yeah. It sounds like some great deals going on.
Maybe you're tired of that motor that keeps breaking down
on you. Yeah, and it says they've got, looks like Mercury's giving them a 2-year extended gold warranty regardless of the horsepower.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
As well. I forgot to mention that.
No, that's good.
But yes, those are very valuable incentives for sure.
Okay.
So how, what's the gold warranty entail? How does that work?
Okay, an extended warranty, really, when you first get an outboard or anything for that matter, the initial warranty of usually 3 years on each one of those covers everything, with the exception of maybe bad fuel put in the motor or whatever. But then after that, the gold warranty, they step down. There are certain things they don't cover, and of course, I don't have all that memorized, but it does step down a little bit, but it is coverage. And I know for sure that with Mercury, they're covering all the expensive electrical stuff and all that. So those extended warranties are really worth having.
Oh, that sounds great.
You know, when you buy a car, you buy a stereo, you buy a TV, whatever, you know, all this stuff, they always try to push that extended warranties. And I can honestly say that the extended warranties on your outboard products or your marine products are well worth it.
Right.
A lot of people, and now I'm talking about factory warranties.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Now, they do have aftermarket warranties that people can purchase for these as well. And again, you run into the same problems with the aftermarket warranties where you have a different company, not Mercury, not Yamaha, not Suzuki, covering the warranty, right? So it's an aftermarket company. And you have the same problems that you would have if you bought a purchased an aftermarket warranty for your car where, oh, they make excuses, they don't want to pay for this, you know, we don't cover that. And then you go into this big old battle and you spend all this money and it's not covering anything. These factory warranties cover it just like it does when the day you bought it, right?
Very interesting that he mentions that. And I might add that, you know, that is definitely, well, I lost what I was going to say there. But,
about the warranty?
Yeah, the warranties, when you're dealing with the aftermarket warranties, you're going to, you know, have the delays and stuff. But if the factory warranties and we're doing it, we're getting it approved and fixed right now.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
Yeah, I've worked for dealerships and we've sold aftermarket warranties and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the reality of it is, the salesperson, the person that's selling that aftermarket warranty, is making money on that aftermarket warranty.
That's right.
Also, finance companies are making money on that. So it's all about money, right? So they sell you that product. People typically finance it with their loan, and you know, and now they have a factory or a non-factory warranty that a lot of times isn't covered. And I'm aware of that because back when I worked at a large dealership, the service manager, me, was in charge of selling these aftermarket warranties, and I sold them because I was making good money doing that.
Right.
You know, so you got to think about the incentive on that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, who's making the money? Where's the money going? How much are you paying in interest and all that stuff? You know, but again, that factory warranty is well worth it. Again, this is a call-in show. 850-437-1620. Call or text. Maybe you have a question about my program. Maybe you have another question for Bill. The winterization questions are awesome. I like to hear that stuff.
Yes.
We'll touch more on that as we go through this because there's different processes for different types of engines, different locations, and that kind of stuff. And it's funny how we went from summertime to wintertime that quickly.
It's amazing.
You know?
In a couple of days.
In a couple of days.
Typical Florida.
You know, if you want to know the weather forecast, just come to my classroom at after dark. Because if it's cold out and raining, my students are not outside. You know?
That's true. Yeah. They're the barometer, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, we have kind of a fun question here. It says, it is Halloween. Do you have any haunted boat stories?
I think you have one.
Yeah, I got one, and it's pretty interesting. Yeah, it was kind of funny. I actually went online and looked one up because I was interested in that kind of stuff, and I actually have it wrote down here.
Oh, good, okay.
Yeah, so haunted ships, right?
Yeah, that's what.
Yep, the RMS Queen Mary, located in Long Beach, California. This ship is one of the most famous haunted locations, allegedly haunted by up to 150 spirits, including a construction worker named Malcolm Atkin, who fell to his death in 1934. The crew member named Leonard Horse Barrow, they had funny names back then, died as a heat stroke during the ship's final voyage. Paranormal activity reported includes the sound of machinery, children laughing, and a man in the officer's uniform searching for gin. I don't blame him. And because it's believed to be the ghost of William Eric Stark is the guy that's looking for his gin. So
that's
I love that. Thank you very much for that. Because I kind of just this morning I was wondering, you know, it's Halloween. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And I searched that on the web, you know, and I found that story. So I appreciate you giving me that question about that. That perfect.
Wow.
So
yeah,
you.
That's really great.
There's a lot of different haunted ships and ghost ships and stuff like out there, you know. And
we hear about ghost ships all the time. Yeah. And I imagine we might even have some in our own bay out here.
We probably do. I didn't research the Pensacola area, but I'm sure there's some stuff going on out there in that bay because there was a lot of older ships that came through here, right? So this is a big shipping port back in the day, and that's awesome. So appreciate that very much.
Well, I'm guessing that there might be some new sailors that have just gotten a new boat, and when things start happening in the boat, they go, well, I didn't do it. Maybe a ghost did it.
Right. Yeah, you know, when we get closer to April 1st, we always talk about the stuff you're not supposed to bring on boats and things like that, superstitious stuff. But it was hard to find the Halloween stuff, you know, because everybody
course.
Was going back to the superstition.
Yeah, of
what
course.
Do you got, Bill? What you got,
you got
on
a haunted
on scary
boat story?
Stuff?
Nothing really. I mean, that takes the cake right there. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I do know that, like you said, there are a bunch of older craft in this, especially over in like Milton area and Baghdad.
Yeah.
There's definitely some sunken stuff over there that might have a spooky story.
Some abandoned ships there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I fly my drone a lot around water and stuff, and I was over off of Highway 90 where Scenic Highway comes down there. There's a marina down there. I can't remember the name of it right now. And I was down there flying my drone, and I didn't realize how many boats that are out in that swampy area.
That are just abandoned from like probably Hurricane Ivan.
Yeah, from hurricanes.
Yeah.
And they're just abandoned out there. And it was kind of eerie. I didn't realize flying, and I see, you know, I'm flying at about, you know, 50 feet, and I'm flying through this marsh area, and all of a sudden I start seeing these boats that are laid over, and it was kind of eerie. You know, you kind of wonder what the story was with that.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
I think the funniest thing or the best thing of all these stories is the story, you know, what happened, you know, to the people and all that kind of stuff. So.
Well, I suspect some of our listeners might have a few stories. You're welcome to text them in.
Yeah.
850-437-1620 if you know about a haunted boat in the area.
Yeah, or a haunted marina or anything boat related. Yeah.
Hey, y'all want to get to the trivia question for the
week? Sure,
hey,
let's do it. Okay, what's the trivia? And what are we winning for the trivia question?
We're winning a Key Marine hat and a shirt.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you'll be ready for the boating
season.
Okay. Yep. So what's the trivia question?
It's going to be, the new Cox, the Cox diesel outboard, 300 horsepower. Mm-hmm. We're wondering if anyone knew what its displacement is.
Oh, so this is a real trivia question.
Yeah, we gave a lesson on displacement a couple weeks ago. So
that's true.
If you were listening.
Okay, so what is the displacement in the new Cox Diesel 300 horsepower outboard? 850-437-1620.
Yep.
Text in the answer, and whoever gets it right will be the winner of the Key Marine hat and t-shirt.
Yep. I do have a few more facts about that motor. It's pretty impressive, actually, about the amount of torque that motor has. It's twice what any of the comparable other product is, you know, regular gas motors. But it does weigh a bunch more. It's about 200 pounds more in that range, depending on a few things. But they weigh 866 pounds. So that's more like 300 pounds more.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
So, but supposedly they get a lot better fuel economy and the emissions are better. So.
Okay. Well, it looks like we have a winner. All right.
Okay.
We've got a winner already. I think the answer is displacement 4.4 liters. Is that correct?
It is.
And the winner is Bruce Herman. Bruce, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. All right.
Yep. Give us a call down there at Key Marine, 492-0487, 850, of course, and let us know you're coming, and we've got it there waiting for you. We'll show you around if you want to.
Okay, Bruce, so you'll be picking that up over at Key Marine, not here at the radio station, and they've got that swag bag for you, and you'll be looking cool on your boat with your Key Marine accessories.
Yeah, and go look at that motor while you're over there and take
yep.
a peek.
Yeah, we've got it on a stand. It's definitely... pretty big.
Well, I'm impressed because I would never know the answer to that question.
And for everybody who wants to know the conversion from metric to standard, that would be a 266 cubic inch motor.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah. Okay. Very exciting.
Yeah.
All right.
And it does have twin turbos as well, that motor.
Okay. Very good.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. Okay. So we're talking with Boat Smart. Our experts here are Bill Kidwell and Stefan Schmidt. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to a couple students who earned their Yamaha inline this week. And that would be Matthew and B. They earned the inline certification that we give over there, or they actually earn. That's a complete certification for maintenance on the inline motor, which is our 150 platform. And what they do is they have to go through some book work. They have to do some tests, written tests, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
They have to do some hands-on, and then they have to take a final test that's proctored by our testing station, that our testing center that Yamaha provides.
Wow.
And so they actually passed that test and did really well on it.
Kudos congratulations. To the teacher. Yeah.
So they did a good job on that, and so we're proud of that. And they're moving on to the V engine certification next. So we have a process. We have them do the inline, and if they pass the inline, they do the V. If they do not pass the inline, I don't put them in the V. I don't, you know, so it makes it very serious when they have to take that test, because I want them to be, you know, serious about the test and understand. Some advice that Matthew gave was do the hands-on and be, you know, engaged in the hands-on portion of that training, and that will help pass the test. And, of course, study, because I've had students fail that test twice.
Oh, no.
You know, a couple of them. And, you know, it's kind of it's disappointing, but what do? You know, you just kind of move on, because you're only allowed to take it twice anyway.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So you got to be very serious about
it. You got to be serious about it. It's a serious test.
Yeah.
I didn't write the test. Yamaha wrote the test.
Mm-hmm.
And they want people to go out in the field to understand that maintenance is very important.
Right.
And all the aspects of it. So, yeah. So congratulations, y'all. Thank you for your hard work. And they're going to be testing for the V engine probably before we break for Christmas as well.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I might want to add that, you know, by them having them those certifications with Yamaha and Mercury and all, that it's so helpful to the industry once they get to, like, my shop.
Right.
Is they already have all that under their belt. And that way we can accelerate them all the way through to the master tech path there.
Yeah, a lot of the students, after they go to work in the field, if let's say that Key hires somebody from another area, not from us, a seasoned technician, and they may not have all their certifications and stuff, but they hire a seasoned technician, a lot of times Key Marine will wait a year before they actually send them to school, or, you know, to a Yamaha, Suzuki, you know, Mercury Marine School. But a lot of times, Key Marine and other dealerships, when they hire our students and they have all these certifications already, within 6 months, I've had even had them send them while they're under co-op to these schools. So, you know, it shows that they're wanting to learn, and it shows that they're willing to, you know, to go to extra mile. And so they don't have to wait as long a lot of times to go to these schools and start gathering these certifications. Of course, I always tell my students, when you do these schools, because the dealerships have a lot of money invested in going to the schools, they don't have to pay for the training or anything, but they typically they'll pay for the food, the travel, their salaries, right? All that, the hotel.
Wow. Well, we help out with that. We give them a per diem and all, but definitely pay for the hotel. We just would want them to drive their own car, you know, there.
And always say you need to stick with that dealer for at least a year after they send you to school.
For sure.
A lot of times they, you know, that don't happen, but I have heard of dealerships send somebody to school, and when they come back, they actually got hired by another dealership somewhere else that was at the school.
Well, you know, and I have to say, I didn't know that. I'm assuming that the people that work with you are basically seasoned people, technicians, have been doing a long time. I didn't know about certifications and the knowledge that they have to have today with a computer. I mean, it's changing constantly, so I think that's very good to know that your folks have that certification.
Yeah, it's a continuing thing. You're always going to go to school, just like I'm going to a class right now.
Are you really?
We're sending, as far as getting them down, you know, getting them there, we've got one guy we're sending to three classes this year, a couple of them, I believe. Dustin's the one that handles all that scheduling, but we're definitely anyone that we take on, and it's very helpful that they have that head start. You know, we're serious about making them serious technicians.
That's great, and that's good to know.
Yeah, and that's a benefit of working at a dealership, you know, rather than an independent location.
Right.
You continue your education as you, you know, when you work there. So it's very important.
Great. So we're talking with Stefan Schmidt, who's a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College. Bill Kidwell, who is the, I guess you're the Marine expert over at Key Marine, would I say?
Well, they're all expert. They're all pretty much experts. We make one heck of a team over there, and everyone matters. And we're really tight, and we can handle anything y'all got.
That's a challenge.
Yeah.
That sounds great. And if kids are interested, or if adults are interested in taking the classes, is now the time to look for next year, for 2026?
Yeah, so we're still running a waiting list. Okay?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
But don't hesitate. Get over there to Georgetown. Go to georgetowncollege.edu. Check out the chat feature. Get a hold of me. I'm talking to a lot of people right now, and I'm looking at my list, and it's I'm telling you, it's really tight right now, so we're trying to get them out there.
All right. And Bill, if anybody wants to stop by Key Marine, where are you located? And take advantage of some of these specials you talked about.
We're on 5621 Bower Road over there, and the phone number is 850-492-0487.
Okay, and their website, keymarinecenter.com. Georgetown College.
.edu.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Happy Halloween. I appreciate the haunted ship story. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with you right after the news on News Radio 92.3.